Sway.
Yeah, I heard about
Oh.
can you get these things?
Okay. Those things are very fair.
These are the things that are just ending on so soon.
We are playing Palia, and it is very fun. But sometimes we might comment on it. I don't want to edit every single comment that we make about Palia out of class. I'm like, just from the start, we'll be like, we're
Yeah,
playing Palia
playing games.
together.
It may not make sense momentarily, but
Yes,
we learn.
please hold. Conversation coming
This
soon.
is the
Oh, boring.
conversation. See,
Oh.
I can get your stuff, but you can get
Yeah, that is
this.
strange. It's saying that it's on my map, but what is it?
Okay, yeah, I got that.
I'm just very far behind or ahead. So, talking about video games, I wanted to revisit the, like, how do you feel about in the future we might be playing these video games in VR? And I know some people already are playing, not this game in particular, but
Generally speaking.
so many games in VR, even like Minecraft, which has been out VR for like 10 years. Oh.
A loot pile for you, right here.
No. No.
Oh, yeah, that's a loot. Camera, over here, right here.
Oh my god, it's one of those tiny ones. Cozy woven basket, and it's not a quest. Love it.
Perfect. All right, sorry. Yeah, no, VR scares the shit out of me.
What's like the biggest fear that you have?
I think it's going to be a very cyberpunk-esque where everyone gets lost in it and then people don't like their real lives anymore.
Yeah.
I already have enough of a hard time with that, and I'm not a big gamer until I started doing this recently.
Yeah.
Now that I have a PC that I can game on, and my PC being laptop, but anyway. So I grew up reading like fantasy novels. Like I'm really big into vampires. Like I like the whole like anything that isn't real that I wish was real kind of dimension. And real life is so disappointing to me, like already, that I can read about these like Lord of the Rings worlds or like Harry Potter worlds, and but like I can't be a wizard. I can't be something more than I am as a human. And like that already disappoints me to the
Right.
nth degree. And if I had VR, and if I was an addictive personality like my brother or, you know, like whatever, it would be very easy for somebody who already is prone to depression, anxiety, blah, 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 and how the world is going nowadays. People are already scared. Like kids can't talk to anybody else or can't go to the store or can't do anything themselves anymore because they're already blaming their anxiety on everything. And all they have is an iPhone or a tablet to hide behind. If they were in VR, they would literally never leave their homes. Their muscles would atrophy from not moving because they're literally sitting on the couch in virtual reality 24/7.
True.
Like, you can make a life that is better, that is more exciting, and that you can hide behind instead of actually going out and living their life. And like I'm an adventurous person. Like I don't like sitting still. I don't like being contained. I don't like routine. You know, like well, part of me needs a routine, but then the other part of me is like, fuck routine. ADHD. You know, all or nothing. So I find it incredibly terrifying. Plus, not to mention the fact that we're already completely ruined when it comes to, you know, sexual expectations. People thinking that porn is the way that real relationships are,
Okay, yeah.
child molesting or raping people and, you know, doing things that aren't consensual or trying
Yeah.
little kinks that end up with them dying and choking themselves. And, you know, like the shit is already fucked up. Wait until VR gets really big and porn in VR is the first thing that's gonna
It's
pop
already
off.
kind of
It's
starting.
already bad. You know,
Yeah.
like it's just, I can't imagine how bad it's gonna be before it gets better. You know, like there's just too many possibilities with VR, and it scares the daylights out of me. And I'm not into it at all. I mean, I like the little things. You know, like I like that you could be like, okay, let's let's, go to France and VR and, sit on a city sidewalk and have a baguette or something, cool. But you know that people with money are gonna take over and they're gonna get their way and they're gonna make it what they want it to be, which is how do I make the most money off of these dimwits that use VR every day while I'm enjoying my life, making my billions of dollars, doing the things on my sailboat, doing the parties, doing the whatever the fuck we're doing, buying their 16th car.
Yeah, it's like the other, it's like the new distraction from reality, which
Exactly.
they already tried to create their own different reality for us to like live in, where it's like everything's about family and the nuclear American family, the American dream. Please keep breeding so we can have workers and exploit them.
And
Thank you.
once VR gets into those hands, whereas they're going to be like, okay, let's make people's jobs through VR. Let's make IT jobs be specific for VR. Let's make, waitressing jobs so you can now go online, put on your VR headset, and then go to work as a waitress in VR or like as a porn star in VR. It's just, they're going to exploit it like they do everything else. And it's terrifying to me. I see that it could be cool and it could be good, but I'm very pessimistic at heart. And I feel like it's just going to be really, really, really bad in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I definitely think there's gonna be a lot to navigate internally, and it's like gonna be very ironic because, as like a gamer as well, it is also kind of scary to me because I'm gaming right now with you, and I almost can't do something like play a video game in the background, without doing something else like talking like VR and vice versa. Like I can't. It's like sometimes my attention feels like I need to always be doing two or three things at once, and it's just not going to be good if I can fully experience something. I haven't done much virtual reality gaming. I just tried it once at a Playdium, and it was kind of very, it's like a basic spaceship shooter game.
I
But
find it's
yeah,
really hard on
it's,
the eyeballs too, because it's so like
yeah, it
VR
was
sets that
an
you get
adjustment.
that like you use your phone, for example, like those ones are not, they're so close to your damn face, like you can't adjust it makes it look like you're the person in the
Yeah.
game, so like it's through your lens, but at the same time it's literally in front of your eyeballs, it's so hard to see. And to like adjust to a screen being that close to your face, pretending that you're the one moving around.
And it distorts lots of realities.
And a lot of eyesight.
And I see,
I can't
yes.
imagine it's gonna be good. Like, are they gonna make a VR headset that works with glasses? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
it's just
know. I
another
haven't
way
done
to,
much research on that yet, like what already exists, because I'm sure there's lots of, like, I know VR's sort of been a thing for a decade or so.
For a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went to Florida, VR was a thing, and I think I was like 12.
Yeah, see, like, where we live in Nova Scotia and Canada, I feel like we get things a little more delayed than other places, too. So, like,
Weird.
yeah, it's cool. But yeah, it's gonna be different, and then that's gonna exist, and then at the same time, it could be really fun, but again, it's gonna have to be like a balance, I think, for myself personally. If I don't balance that, like playing video games and being in a different reality with actual life, that's gonna be the key for me. When that does become more accessible, I know it's accessible now, but not with
Not
no, ain't
affordable.
nobody got money for
Yeah.
that right now.
It's accessible, but not affordable.
Yes. Plus, I'm just like, eh, there's other things I want to do before I try that anyway, because there's some basic VR stuff that's out there, but meh. Not really interested yet until it, and probably until they make like a VR Zelda game.
Yeah,
That's
that's
when
when
it's
they'll
gonna hook me.
yeah.
I'll be like, all right.
You got me. You
You
got
got
you.
same with Pokemon or
Yeah. Mary or something. Yeah.
Mario Kart.
Should have this. I mean, like, I don't discredit how cool it is and like the technology behind it. Like, it's cool. It's just I find it.
Yeah.
Especially with people
especially
with
at first. Yes.
Who may or may not be exposed to that shit later. Like, could you imagine trying to parent a teenager through VR? Like a craze of VR? Like, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Teenagers are already terrible developmentally during VR. Crazes.
That is very true.
Like, Kim Kardashian has VR set on. Like, oh, God. You know. Today, soon. Today.
It's all
Yeah.
It's gonna be different. And at first, it's gonna be, like, unhinged, just like the internet was back in the day, I remember. Like, remember the websites we could access and the shit? Like, I would spend so much time on the internet. I would spend, when I was a teenager and I was still like in the closet, I would spend some like hours talking to like girls online.
Well, God
Sometimes
knows
pretending to be a boy.
what. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. God knows what you were talking to.
Exactly. Yes.
And like, I find like that's the funny thing about my experience growing up in buttfuck nowhere. I didn't
Damn, I'm gonna have to
experience.
make this podcast explicit.
Sorry.
That's
Yeah, I can't talk without cursing. It's just annoying.
that's great.
Hey,
Continue.
Brett, you know, you can't get away from me. Like, it's just, it's absolutely crazy the different experience I had, because I didn't have friends that knew anything. Like, we had barely any computers between all of our friends until later on when we were like older teenagers. And then when we were like pre-teens starting out into teens, like, we just had dial-up. Nobody had computers. And then we would like, we didn't know how to operate the internet. We didn't have we didn't know how to access things. So like, people were going on like Omegle and shit. Like, we had no fucking clue what that was. Like, we were not, like, I did that in university, you know. Like, that wasn't something that I knew about when I was growing up and when we first got internet, you know. Like, it was completely different. So like, my experience on a computer and accessing internet in my teens, the worst thing that I went on was fucking Habbo Hotel.
Oh my God,
You know,
yes.
like,
I
that was
remember
the
that
worst
too.
thing. And like, I didn't understand why it was bad, but it was like an online platform. Like, it was like online gaming with people from anywhere, right? So like,
Most people were apparently 16 from California.
most people.
Remember?
No, that's news to me.
Oh
Again, I
my
had no
God.
idea,
Okay.
right?
It
Like,
was just me and my friends, like, whatever chat rooms we went on, like, Habbo Hotel too, for a bit. Everyone was like, "Where are you from?" I'm 16, female, California. And I'm like, there can't be
yeah,
that many of you.
I had no idea that was a thing that people were doing, nor did I do that. I was too naive to understand at all
I
what the
mean, me
internet
too.
was. So I just tell them the truth. I would never tell anybody my name,
No.
but I would still tell them that I
You're
was
from
a
Cape Breton.
16-year-old Canadian girl. I'll never narrow it down, bless me.
It was just crazy times in terms of like we didn't have awareness of how far the internet could go, but then
Zero.
over time there was whatever some regulations enacted and just people and self-awareness kind of grew over time with it to like adapt to it, figure it out.
It is now.
But
It's like,
yeah, so I'm hoping VR and that kind of stuff turns into the same kind of thing where at first it's like chaotic, addictive as hell, maybe. A little rough for people like us or
that's the old folks.
us old folks, but also just people who like me like gets obsessed with different realities. If I can leave like reality for a bit, I will do it. I've been gaming since I was like 3 years. So but yeah, it's just gonna come back to balancing reality with virtual reality, and it's gonna be difficult.
It's just terrifying because, like, how many kids are going to die until that happens? You know, I mean, gun violence is out of the question. Like, that's not being fixed at all, even though it absolutely is literally the number one killing kills children. But anyway, that's depressing. It doesn't matter. But like, how many people committed suicide that were teenagers to the point where the internet had to come full circle around to be aware, teach your kids how to be safe online, teach your kids not to be naive online, teach your kids that everybody's a fucking predator. Like it's so hard to tell a child that and actually have them understand, because they don't. Their prefrontal cortex is not developed. They do not have reason. They do not have long-term consequence. They do not have, you know, the ability to understand what you're telling them. And then teenagers think they're righteous as fuck. So there is no telling them what to do until they get themselves in a bad situation and then need help out of it. And it doesn't matter if you're like, I literally told you exactly that that would happen, but they have to do it on their own to understand and to get through it. So it's so hard watching something like that happen. And like, when we were growing up, the internet became a thing. Like, there was like the gender norms, the like, the women had to be tall and skinny in order to be pretty, blah, blah, blah. Like, to the point where every single band ever wrote suicide prevention songs. And Kills Helpline was being advertised everywhere because the amount of child suicide went through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to happen again because kids are so, so sad about who they are and how they can't be themselves or accepted or skinny or, you know, look a certain way or have chiseled jawlines or like, it's not real, but in their minds, it doesn't compute, you know, like in their minds, it is real. And we had to go through that to get to where we are with educating children about internet safety. And it's just going to happen again with VR. You know, like, we never learn how to safely approach this because it's a business.
Yeah, it's always like a business model first and then like a reaction to
exactly. And then the collective are gonna be like, and kids are dying all over the world because VR, blah, 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 whatever, you know, like, they don't have good health because blah, blah, you know, like, those things are going to happen because parents are going to be upset that their kids are dying. And then maybe, just maybe, if they don't make billions of dollars annually, maybe something will be done about it. It's like, it's just sad that we just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Nobody ever loses. And that's why he never scares me. Welcome to my TED Talk. Thanks for
that. That was wonderful.
So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, no, I totally see exactly what you see kind of headed our way. It's, again, it's going to be like living through another early 2000s.
Yeah.
So it's kind of coming full circle.
It does.
And, yeah.
It's scary.
It's scary, but hopefully it, at the same time, helps bring some good to this world and maybe some inner reflection time.
Yeah, I'm glad you're putting a positive spin on this, because I certainly did not.
Well, it's hard to, I'm not gonna lie, because I can't even keep up with technology. Like,
no,
I'm just getting a gaming PC / gaming laptop, whatever, and like playing these games. I used to just play Zelda games when they'd come out, Call of Duty and Fortnite. Cringe. But now I'm obsessed with PC games, the cozy games. Like, I think, yeah. They certainly are. So there is some good, I guess, in this video game VR world possibilities.
The good thing about video games is that it does help develop dexterity and stuff like that.
Helps give you carpal tunnel too.
That's also severe tendonitis in most cases. I mean, what's a few icing breaks and
different escapes from realities I quite enjoy.
Escapes from reality with, you know, a wristband and some ice. And
yes.
Some tiger ball or some dry bread. It's pros and cons.
Old lady style.
Both Max Planet.
I can just keep. Wow, okay. It's only 100 renowned.
Yeah. How much renowned? 4 channels.
2 channels. I don't really use it too much.
I tried to buy whatever I could with it.
Goodness. But yeah, it's funny that we talk about it because that's kind of what my comic book is leading to. Like, how it's like a different reality in this dream world kind of thing. And the collective, like, they've kind of been sold on this, like, thing that gives them a, like, fantasy dream where they're just relaxing and do something, like, pointless. Like, you know how sometimes dreams are there to teach you shit?
Yeah.
Well, like, this,
How
like,
you still
yeah, and
your
this
mind feel?
dystopian-ish kind of society, they have, VR technology that will, like, go into their dreams and give them, options to, like, just relax and have, like, a normal, very good, relaxing, boring dream kind of thing.
Just throw those nightmares in the
I think this is what
Oh,
it's
goodness.
inspired by.
Yeah.
Some sort of
That makes
longing for
sense.
that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the,
Oh, goodness. Oh,
awareness.
goodness.
But yeah, it's gonna be interesting watching humanity and myself navigate it and others around me.
Yeah. World, see where it goes. I'm open to isolate.
Safe. This is our homesteading era.
Yeah, I'm hoping to live off grid
Our
as far
off-grid.
away from humanity as possible
Yes.
and call it a day. That's just
Isn't that the solution? Running away?
simple.
But also, I just have a longing for simplifying my life. I feel like a lot of us in our generation, and the one before us, and the one after us, are like longing for that because we've been forced to depend on external
Consumers and
companies our entire life. And we're like, can we just do it ourselves again?
capitalists.
Like, what else am I paying for?
And why?
And why? What can I not pay
Exactly.
for?
You
What can
can
I not pay
afford
for so I don't have to work some full-time job that I absolutely hate? Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, like, our generation was taught to work hard and it would pay off, and it absolutely does not. And now at our ripe age of our mid-30s to 40s, depending on which generation you're talking to, we're all like, yeah, this isn't working. Like, what you told us would happen is not
Like,
happening.
what American dream are you talking about? Is it a dream because it's not real? Is this the
Exactly.
funny part? Are we supposed to laugh? We wasted half of our li more than half of our lives
Who laughs about it is the
thinking it's a real thing to strive for, and then getting it and being like,
this is not
wait,
okay.
this isn't what I want. This isn't real.
The real people like the kick out of those rich folks that just sit around and make all the millions of dollars and don't have to work for anything because they've hired 6,000 people to do that for me.
Yeah. I don't know how they don't get bored of their lives.
I don't do it.
Because, like,
But that's why they
I
do
get bored.
sports. That's why they
Oh,
go
that's
on
why they do
fire
weird
hookers.
shit.
That's why they have weird
Oh,
kinks. That's
yeah,
they
that's
try to
true.
keep their,
Yeah.
lives interesting, but they don't. So.
It's like the biggest time probably to stay mindful of is if you have, like, an abundant of resources and money.
Precisely.
At
It's
least
easy to
we're
get lost
grounded.
in it.
But the well, in all honesty, the grounding kind of helps. Like, I don't wanna. I would. I don't think I'd want to be in that position or be a celebrity that's in the
Oh, I would never.
eyes of the public.
Want to go for
Yeah, let's go to the next place. We have swept this place.
Pretty lucky.
Meow.
Like, I'm bored of this place.
Just like our reality. Let's just go. Boop.
Brave. Pivot.
Pivot. I sure did. Thank you. Could the new Alakazam card that's been unveiled for the new Snow Museum? See, this is the. This is the trap. I get trapped in Pokemon consumerism after talking about anti-consumerism.
I mean, you have to consume something.
I have to consume something to feel something. Hobbies?
It's okay to have a hobby.
Oh, yes.
As long as it's not super. Well, it's not extreme, so I'm going to do anything.
It's just here and there.
It's funny, like, everyone from our generation is going to be, like, buried with their Pokemon cards, and then one day...
It's going to become the new currency.
That's one day, like, someone's going to unearth all of our remains and be like, wow, they're buried with the most prized possessions.
Look at these cartoon monsters printed on cardboard.
Were these real? We're not sure.
They were their gods. The more you had, the more cool were. Or how they would say, rad.
I've seen that in studio.
That's all 90s focus, like.
That would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
Just can't find any bright shoes for Riley.
No, me neither. Alright. Thanks for listening. Bye. Bye.